Welcome to the Living Epistle Podcast, the place where you will find biblical principles to help you live out your faith on a daily basis and to have a positive impact on the lives of others. So, get ready for another powerful episode of Living Epistle Podcast. Hello, my name is Tony Miles, and welcome to this week's episode of Living Epistle Podcast. I was talking to a colleague earlier this week, and as is customary, as you guys know, when we begin a conversation, we began the conversation, and I began by asking her, you know, the normal pleasantries. She asked how things were going for me, and I gave my usual answer, and that is, I can't complain. And by the way, just as a side note, I'm actually going to change that to, I won't complain. Can't has to do with ability. I absolutely have the ability to complain. Won't has to do with my will, and I will choose not to complain. So again, I just departed from that for a minute, but I'm going to change that and start saying I will not complain, or I won't complain. Anyway, so when I asked her how she was doing, she said something that stopped me dead in my tracks. She said, I feel like I'm having to fight for my joy. And I said, well, what do you mean? And her response was, well, with everything that's going on in the world, the conflict between Russia and Ukraine, we're still dealing with COVID-19. She said, I just filled my cart with gas and the gas prices were astronomical. And then, of course, that impacts the food prices and everything we buy in the store. And she said, and speaking of the store, I was in the store and the shelves were somewhat empty. And so she said it just left her with this heaviness. And she was saying she was really having a struggle to find her joy. Wow. What do you do with that? Not the typical response. And so I just said, well, you know what? Let me just make sure I'll pray for you. And so I prayed for her at that moment. And then I just continued to lift her up in prayer. But even as a result of that, I just really began to think about this thing of having to fight for our joy. And then the Lord just reminded me, and even as I began to reflect, all of us from time to time may find ourselves struggling to find our joy, right? And so you know how we roll at Living Epistle Ministries. Let's begin by defining the words happy and joy. So happy. Happy is a feeling or a showing of pleasure or contentment. It's being cheerful or merry or jovial. Joy is something much grander or something much deeper than happiness, than happiness. Joy, if you guys will remember, is a fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5, 22 and 23, and I won't read them, but joy is a fruit. Many times I'll hear the word fruits, but that actually is not correct. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. So when you put all those together, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, meekness, gentleness, long-suffering, all of that, temperance, all of that is fruit. In other words, all of that comes as a result of the fruit of the Spirit. Again, just a side note going down the rabbit trail there. But joy is a feeling of good pleasure and happiness that is dependent on who Jesus is rather than who we are or what's happening, going on around us or what's happening around us or what's happening with us. You see, joy, true joy, comes from the Holy Spirit. It comes from us abiding in God's presence, and it comes from us placing our hope in God's word. Now, I've heard some Christians say, I don't want to be happy. I want to have joy. Well, let me just tell you, I don't subscribe to that. What's wrong with being happy and having joy? I would like to have both if I can, but we tend to use those terms interchangeably, but there really is a difference. However nuanced it is, that difference, which is a slight difference, but it makes a huge difference. And here's the real distinction between happiness and joy. Happiness is fickle. What do I mean by that? Happiness is dependent upon the circumstances or the situation. So for us to be happy, like again, on payday, many of us are happy because we get paid. Now, it take us a week out from payday, maybe not so happy, right? So happiness is situation or circumstance dependent, whereas joy, on the other hand, it sticks around when times are tough. Here's what I mean by that. Joy doesn't get chased off by trouble or difficult times or difficult challenges or difficult circumstances or situations. As a matter of fact, a hallmark of our Christian life, a hallmark, hallmark meaning a quality, a trait, a characteristic, the hallmark or a hallmark of the Christian life should be joy. And what do I mean by that? As stated, joy is one of the fruit of the Spirit. If knowing Jesus doesn't bring us a deeper joy than those who don't know him, then what is the point? What is the meaning of all this? If, in fact, we can't be any more joyous than the world, then why are we following Christ? But let me be clear. Having joy doesn't mean that Christians don't suffer and experience depression, discouragement, sadness, or grief. It doesn't mean that we don't go through. It doesn't mean that there are periods and times in our lives where, man, we just are not feeling it. But Paul helps us with this. The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 10, Paul says that he was sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. Right. So somehow, and now let's for a moment, just a side trail for a moment. Remember, Paul was put in prison. He was beaten. He was stoned to death. He literally almost died. Just to put it in perspective. And yet somehow, even in the throes of sorrow, Paul said he still had joy, sorrowful, yet rejoicing. And so here, I just can't help but think of two individuals that I know, and I won't say their names or their sexes or anything like that, but I know of two individuals who are going through some major, major life challenges, but you would never know it by talking to them. You would never know it by listening to them give God praise and give God joy. You would never know it just because there's always this spirit of joy, even as they're going through. And it's not to say that they're being fake or phony, because they're not. And we do know, and those of us who are close, we do know that they're really going through some health challenges. But again, it's not one of those things that they wear on their sleeve. It's not one of those things that they want everybody to know that they're going through. And so again, even in the midst of their trial, and I mean serious trials, they still have joy. Why is that? Why? Because Jesus promised us joy. In John chapter 15, verse 11, he says, "These things I have spoken to you that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full." You see, ultimately, our fullness of joy will be in heaven. There's no doubt about that. But Jesus also wants us to know joy now. Believers begin to produce the fruit of the Spirit in this life. What fruit are we talking about? That fruit of joy. He wants us to produce that fruit in this life. So we're not just talking about having joy in the afterlife. And we know that is a given. But he's also wanting us to have joy in this life. In Psalm 16:11, it says, "In your presence, there is fullness of joy." Though fullness of joy, again, awaits us in heaven, we can begin to taste that joy in this life. And I can't help it. I'm sorry. I can't help it. I began to think about pot liquor, right? So pot liquor, that's what this taste of joy in this life is. Pot liquor is to us this taste of joy, like pot liquor is to collard greens. So it ain't the actual collard green, but man, you got the flavor of it. You don't have the full effect of eating the collard greens, but you do know it. You kind of get the effect of it in the pot liquor, what it's cooked in, what it's based in, even before you actually taste the collard greens. Okay, I digress. But y'all get the picture, right? And so how do we experience Christ's joy now? Make no mistake about it. It is a fight, but it's part of this good fight of faith. And so what I wanted to do in this episode is just give a couple of ways that we can fight to maintain our joy, a couple of ways that we can fight to have joy. And the first way that we do this is that we have to realize that lasting joy is found only in Christ. What do we mean by that? When we look at anything outside of Jesus for lasting joy, we will come up empty every single time. And how do we know? We don't have to look far even to see examples of this. All we have to do is look on TV or whatever our social media outlets are, and we'll see that there's these celebrities, these athletes, there's entertainers, whoever shows up on there, etc., right? who, by the world's definition of success, these people should be some of the most joyous and joyful people in the world. But instead, we see many of them living lives that are sad and depressed and lonely, and even to the point where many of them get hooked on drugs or get hooked on alcohol or even to have suicide as an option. And so, again, we see that. But by the world, what, man, there isn't anything money can't buy for them. There isn't any place that they can't go. There isn't anything that they can't do. And yet they have these miserable lives. Why? Because they're living lives outside of Christ. If, in fact, they're looking for happiness, true joy. Can only be found in Jesus Christ. And so Jesus says in John chapter 15, again, verses 9 through 11, you heard the verse 11, but if we have to abide in Christ. So what does that mean, abide in Christ? It means we have to seek him. We have to walk with him. We have to rest in him. We have to trust in him. We have to go to him with everything. Because Jesus was talking to his disciples and Jesus said, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide, which means dwell, live, abide, make your home in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. In these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. And then the other thing we have to do is we have to take in God's word. What do I mean by taking God's word? In other words, that has to become a part of what we do. It has to become a part of who we are on a daily basis. God's word. Jeremiah 15 and 16 says, your words were found and I ate them. And your words became to me a joy and a delight of my heart. You see, God's word, the Bible, his scripture is a conduit of his joy to us. As we continue to take it in and believe in it and obey in it and trust in it, it becomes a joy and a delight. And he promises to give us hope and to make us glad when we take his word and his word becomes a part of our being, when we really get into his word and get into the scriptures. And then also we have to just simply thank him and praise him for everything that we have, as much as we can, as often as we can. Thank him for the spiritual blessings. Thank him for the material blessings. You see, because what happens with that? A thankful heart is a joyful heart. And so that's why it doesn't take much, because when you thank him for what you have, not always looking at what you don't have, but thank him for what you have, man, when we thank him, a thankful heart really is a joyful heart. And then we need to just ask God, ask Jesus for joy. David prayed this prayer in Psalm 51 and 12, and it says, restore to me the joy of your salvation. You see, when we're in God, we know that God will give us joy because he tells us in his word. And then finally, the last one would be, tell yourself to hope in God, right? David, again, he took himself by the collar and he shook himself. Not really, but you get the point. In essence, David said in Psalm 42, 5 and 6, he said, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. So in other words, I'm reminded of that, of the scripture where David says, delight yourself in the Lord. So in other words, sometimes we have to encourage ourselves, but the way that we do it, and okay, I hear some of you saying, well, man, you sure are reading a lot of scripture, but I'm practicing what I'm speaking here in the podcast, because the way that we delight ourselves, the way that we encourage ourselves is through the word of God. It's talking with the word of God, letting the word of God abide in us, let it get a part of our souls, so that when those times of challenges and discouragement and depression and sorrow come, there is something we've deposited on the inside that we can make a withdrawal. And it is his word of God, which is then covered by the Spirit. And so again, Jesus came for our joy. Understand this, that is not just waiting for us to have it when we get to heaven. But again, just as our eternal life begins at the moment we give our lives to the Lord, this joy of the Lord also begins at the moment we give our lives over to God. Again, I'm going to remind you of what it says in John 15:11. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. Sometimes it's not easy to experience, but if we continue to abide in Christ, it'll be worth it. No one, I don't believe, when we get there to heaven, will tell us, man, I'm sorry you made it. I'm sorry you got here. I just don't believe that. As a matter of fact, nobody in heaven will say what you're going through on this side wasn't worth what you went through on the earth. And so the Apostle Paul reminds us of that in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. When times get tough, when it doesn't look like, you know, you're going to make it, when the body's not acting right, when the mind's not acting right, when all you know what is breaking loose around you, I want you to reflect on this. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. It says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And so what is Paul saying? Paul is saying, I understand you're going through. I understand that there's an affliction. But Paul says, in comparison to the glory that's awaiting you, what you're going through on this side is a light affliction. It is but for a moment. I can't help but think of Solomon, where Solomon says, our lives are but a vapor. Whether you live 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, even if some of us are blessed to live 100 years, Solomon says it's but a vapor in light of eternity. So help us to put things into perspective as we're going through. So I will encourage you, my podcast family, my podcast brothers and sisters, don't give up. Know that Christ and His Holy Spirit are with us every step of the way, each and every moment of the day, through every trial, through every tribulation, through every test. God and His Holy Spirit and Jesus, His Christ, are with us. So I will encourage you, keep fighting. Keep standing, keep fighting the good fight of faith so that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And these things I have spoken to you, that you may have joy and that my joy be in you and that your joy may be full. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. And remember, preach the gospel at all times and when necessary, use words. This is Tony Miles. Thanks for listening. Now go and be a living epistle. Join us again next week for another episode of Living Epistle Podcast. Music for Living Epistle Podcast is provided by Audionautix.com.